I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. It's 503-225-0860. There are things that happen around us that we hear about, we never stop to understand their meaning. Things around us going on, we never take the time to examine. We only have the media to tell us what to think, and that's it. You know, some people, they take offense to anyone who speaks against the mainstream media. But every so often we see things in the news, we almost always never connect with the esoteric or the paranormal, and it is because we are conditioned to think that none of these bizarre things written about in ancient texts or in prophecies, we never think about how they're going to be fulfilled. We have an idea, but when you stop and think about it, when you have that moment, you know, when you're alone and something comes on the TV, like Ancient Aliens or something, you're watching Ancient Aliens, you're thinking, yeah, I never really thought about that before. And so either it compels you to go to the internet and look something up or read about something or go to a library and get a book. And then we start hearing about seers and prophets and psychics and shaman. And they tell us that whatever is going on, whatever future events that are supposed to happen in the apocalypse, this is supposed to be happening in your lifetime. And then somehow if they happen or when they happen, we don't really see them until someone who's aware of such things can point them out to you. And a lot of people, when they go on ghost hunts, they don't know they're seeing ghosts until someone says, look, that's a ghost. Check it out. And then when they really look hard, and they see it. Now, could be pareidolia. It could be a misunderstanding. It could be the brain playing tricks. That's what makes it interesting. It's because it's the mystery that drives you. It's the question that drives you. The answer, once it's got, you know, you can do with it what you will. But connecting the dots, especially in what appears to be a pre-planned apocalypse, can certainly be daunting. However, circumstances are destined to be read in a way that appears to be prophetic or prophetic fulfillment or, revelatory. And again, it could all be an illusion. It could be verbose approximations that really have no congruent meaning or meaningful parallels. You draw conclusions. There's always empirical evidence. There's, you know, a number of things that point to the possibility that your theory is correct. But you have to stop and say to yourself, well, most of what I'm saying or most of what I'm finding is an approximation until I can find something concrete, some concrete proof. And then what's even more fascinating is this predictive programming idea. Again, the approximation of prophecy that hints that something is coming, that we all, you know, we certainly find ourselves questioning what has happened to our existence. Things that will shake us up, black swan events, maybe even something far more harsh or troubling, something that shakes us out of our sleep, wakes us up. And I've been pointing out a lot lately that science fiction and the revelation of the method have delivered semi-accurate predictions of what to expect, more so than any Simpsons episode would do. And for a few days now, I've been watching a lot of good TV, a lot of good movies. Ron has recommended a lot of great things for me to watch. I mean, one of the best science fiction films ever made is out in theaters. It's Dune 2. You got to go see that. If you haven't, you're missing out on tremendous science fiction and even a lot of good predictive programming about the Antichrist, which I don't think anybody really understands that that's what Herbert was trying to do when he was creating this entire universe that is amazing. And so, again, we're standing there with the sandworms and with all this other stuff, and we're saying, well, how does this apply to me? And there's a reason why these stories are written. There's a reason why people identify with Dune, why they identify with Star Wars, why they identify with other things. And I have found in a lot of the science fiction I watch, or in a lot of the these new apocalyptic shows that I've been watching, there's a lot of predictive programming to address. And for a few days now, I've been obsessed with this TV show called Three Body Problem. It's on Netflix right now, and it's certainly worth a watch because it illustrates perfectly that there are intelligence operators all over the world that know a great secret about the world and about what lies beyond this world. And the revelations start in areas that, I mean, most of the time when we hear about aliens, we hear about possible alien contact and all that. It's very America-centric. I mean, our whistleblowers, of course, like David Grush and others, Americans, okay? But we don't take the time to realize that probably China or Russia or some other country could easily get the signal that something's out there. And we don't know what to expect, but they know what to expect because they have been involved with secret societies and ancient societies, ancient secret combinations that have been around for millennia. And they've been carrying those traditions down from person to person to person to person in these rituals. Some people believe the Masons and the Illuminati and you name it are involved here. They believe that the monarchies are involved, the popes involved, the Jesuit orders are involved. So, as I was saying, the book that the TV show is based on is about these aliens that live in a solar system with three suns, three bodies, three body problems. Since all three stars are exerting gravitational forces on each other, they end up throwing the solar system in this planetary system, throwing it into chaos as they fling each other back and forth. So the sun, or the suns in this case, play a direct role in how the aliens react to various chaotic periods. And so this is only, it's only one part of the story. There's more, but I don't want to give away too much because I don't want to spoil it for you. But it's certainly a remarkable commentary on possible alien incursion, alien infiltration, how it would be done and what can be done, and the rituals performed to bring them here. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You are listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.